So we're doing a little bit about the laws of Yichud. The laws of Yichud, if you ever want to look it over a little bit, are in Eben Ezer, Simen Chaf Beis, 22nd Siman. And the halacha says, halacha hey, lo tityached isha achat afilu im anashim arbe. One woman should not allow herself to be alone, even if there are many men present. By the same token, one man should not be alone, afilu im nashim arbe, even with many women. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's why when you asked me the question, I said initially, you had said it would be a short question, so I tried answering quickly, that it depends if you're Sephardi or Ashkenazi. Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, one woman with many men, one man with many women, shouldn't be alone. The Yesh Umrim says the Rama, the Isha Achat mityached im shnei anashim ksherim im hu ba'ir, that one woman may be alone with two men if they are men that are kasher and they're in the city, in a place, in a public area where it's not alone out in the field, where if one of them goes to the bathroom or something, she'll be all alone. It's the city. The Rama says, and the average person, we assume the average Jew, is a kasher. But if we know that these are not kasher people, so then, even with 10 people, it's prohibited to be alone for a woman to be alone with them. All this is speaking in the city, but if they're out in the field, or even in the city, if it's nighttime, so then even in the city, we say there have to be 3 kosher men. So, what happens if the man is going to be with many women? So then there is an opinion that says, so long as it's not his job, he doesn't sell women's shoes or something, he's not accustomed to being with the women, if one time happens, the guy is with many women alone, then we say, there are those that say it is permitted. That the Rama brings, the Mechaber didn't bring that. If there are many women and many men, so then the Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says it's permitted. Now why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring this heter? Because there are two understandings in this Gemara. When the Gemara says that a woman may be with two men in the city by day if they are kasher men, the question is, what constitutes a man who's kasher? So one opinion says, well, the average person is a kasher. Another opinion says, no, we find in the Gemara that some Amoraim said, we're not worthy of being called a kasher. In order to be a kasher, you have to be as holy as that specific Amora. So you see, it's an exceptional person in the generation that's called a kasher. And it seems that that's what the Mechaber is going with. That the Shulchan Aruch, that's why I said for Sephardim, you have to be more stringent. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be going with that. That it has to be someone who's exceptionally pious. There are a few in the generation who would be called so pious as to be called a kasher. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. But even the Mechaber, even the Shulchan Aruch would permit, if there are a few women with a few men, then it would be permissible.
Ashkenazi
are more lenient, correct. Now, I don't know of Sephardi customs, whether Sephardim go with the Shulchan Aruch on this. I never heard that the Sephardim are really more machmir on this. I don't know practically what the Sephardi rabbis rule and how the... Okay, on this issue, I don't know how Sephardim are nohig here. I don't know.
Like, but like, you know, in the situation that one man with two women, it's like according to every opinion, like...
That's prohibited, right. That the Gemara clearly says.
Two men, two women.
So the question is, what the Mechaber meant when he said, if there are a few men and a few women. If I remember correctly, he means... I don't remember, I have to look it up. I think that if there are 3 women, then it's permissible, if I remember correctly. If I remember correctly, that's what we say. There have to be 3 women. If there are 3 women and 1 man, then the Rama would permit it. And when the Mechaber says many women and many men, I don't remember if he means two and two or three and three. I don't remember when the Mechaber permits it. Yeah, it says three and three. Mm-hmm. Three and three. That's how we say. According to the Mechaber, you'd need three women with three men.
Sorry, two men and three women would be enough.
That's what it seems like, because the Mechaber is going with the opinion that we don't consider ourselves kasher. Mm. That the average person is not a kasher. Right.
What is the Ramah?
The Ramah says that the average person is a kasher, and therefore if you have two, so we're going to say two are considered the average two. We're not talking about two putzim, but two kosher people. No, not every person is the average person. We're talking about a person that he's considered a kasher.
So basically, talking about one man with many women is no, but two men and one.
Two men with one woman, if they're both kasher, according to the Ramah, if it's daytime in the city, it's okay. But to go on a hike, it's not okay. It's daytime in the city.
Well, I think, if I remember correctly, you can tell me if I'm wrong, I think what I read is that this is all these laws are assuming that they're talking about, like, when it's in a place that you might expect that someone will come across. Like, if you're in an unlocked room where some person might walk in at any moment, like, you get
then there's no yichud. We say, if you're, then a man could be with a woman. Mm. If they're both sitting in this room talking, and they know at any second someone could come in, someone could be looking at the video camera, so then that's okay. That's not yichud. Someone could be looking in through that window. There's no privacy here. So, yichud means that they're sitting alone in a situation where they don't expect someone to come in. You go out on a hike and you enter the middle of Lifta, you go deep into Lifta, you sit there, you can expect that you'll be there for a long time and no one's going to show up. There are many places where you could go and you don't expect someone to show up. You walk into a room, you lock the door, you know that no one's coming in. You're sitting in an office and everyone else left and they lock the doors after you, there's a problem of yichud.
So when you're in a place where it's locked or far away, then what's allowed? Apparently then the two men, one woman is not allowed. So
two men, one woman would be if they're in the city.
Yeah.
Let's say two guys have to help bring furniture into a woman's apartment. You have an almona, she says, I need you guys to come help me. My internet connection isn't working. So you grab a buddy and you go over to her house. Now you know that no one's walking into that house. If you're sitting in her living room working on that computer, no one's coming into her living room. So there we would say that because there are two and they are kasher, according to Ramah, it's daytime, it's in the city, the two people are kasher, then it's permitted.
So I mean, what about, like, let's say in the field, then how many do you need? Like, let's say you're a group of friends, you're going for a walk in the field.
I think three. According to Ramah, no. According to Ramah, three kasher is permitted.
Then you need three men?
Three men, correct. Okay. The idea is that if one goes to the bathroom, the other, she's not alone with the other one. Okay. That she's always going to be with two.
Okay.
We assume that men are kasher are going to watch one another.
So basically, the idea is that with the three, I mean, if one guy goes off, we still have the requisite two.
Right.
Okay. Danielson, can I ask a practical question?
Just one second. Danielle, are we finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, I don't know practically how Sephardim are noy. This is what it says in Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah. But practically, I don't know how Sephardim are noy. Any women, doesn't matter married or not married. Doesn't matter if the man or the woman are bachelors, so long as the woman isn't with her husband. We say a woman and her husband, they protect one another. So long as a woman and her husband could go on a trip with another man, that's not a problem because her husband's there. A woman and her husband can go on a trip if they're Jewish with another woman, because we say a Jewish woman isn't going to let her husband fool around. A non-Jewish woman, we say she doesn't have enough control over her husband. He might not listen to her. This is a very interesting concept in Halacha, that we assume that within Judaism, as low as the husband's going to be, his wife is not going to let him fool around in front of her. So that's why we say a Jewish man with his wife can go on a trip, even though
so
there's going to be another woman present.
When you're with your spouse, all these laws
are right. Right?
Okay. Can I ask a question? Can I ask another question?
Just saying, did we...
Well, okay, can I just like clarify that, like, if you're some guy and some girl needs help with something in her apartment, he's not allowed to come help her if it's just going to be the two of them there?
ordinarily we say not. We say that if you want, you could ensure that there won't be yichud. Either bring a friend along, or remain in an area where when the door is open you can be seen, and leave the door open. It's not enough to leave the door open when you're going into her bedroom to help her with her TV set. Because the door open, you know no one's walking into her bedroom. The door open helps when there are people who are passing by that doorway, and they can see what's going on in the house, and you're in a place where they can see. I have a neighbor who sometimes he invites guests for Shabbos, for a meal. So if the guy will come, and he's not home yet, so either the guy waits outside, or his wife tells him, you can go wait for him on the porch. Because on the porch, there's no yichud. If the guy walks into the house, what are you going to do? Leave the door open? They have little kids. They'll all run out. Leave the guy standing outside the door. He doesn't feel comfortable. So the way they work it is, she stands by the doorway, and she tells the guy, you could come in, take a sefer, and go sit on the porch and wait for my husband. On the porch, everyone can see what's going on. There's no yichud. So she waits by the doorway. By the doorway, there's no yichud. The guy goes to the porch, and then she could go back into her house, and there's no yichud. But on these laws, we have a whole class. And if you want, we'll have the class again. Next Friday, I'm not here, but the following Friday, Bezat Hashem, we could have a class on laws of yichud. We've done it. It's on the web, and we could go through it. These laws are very practical. Chazal knew our nature and knew that we couldn't be trusted. And Chazal said it about themselves. They didn't say it only about us. Yeah?
What about if it's one guy and like 20 girls? That is your age.
So there is an opinion. Again, the Rama brings that...
I couldn't go in to fix a computer problem because I was like the only guy there.
So according to the Rama, that would be okay. Three, according to the Rama. Think so?
Is that equivalent to two men, one woman?
Yeah, I think so.
And what about the field?
What? And again, this is assuming he's not always with women. Again, if his job is that he's friendly with women, the idea is, if he's the guy who's, let's say he sells a store of women's clothing. So the women are always friendly with him. They're always talking to him. So first of all, Chazal recommended a person shouldn't take such a job. But secondly, the idea is that if they all feel comfortable with one another, then they'll easily cover up for one another if something improper is going on. So the idea is if they're frequent with one another, if he has a job where he's frequently with the women, so then we say, oh, laws of yichud, that doesn't work. He has to be far more stringent with himself. And I always tell guys when they get engaged, the minimum are the laws of yichud. You guys got to take 10 steps beyond that, because when a person's engaged, so then the emotions are much stronger for the other person. So a person has to be even more careful, because the prohibition is the same.
So when I'm asking, okay, so in the city, all that during the day, it's two men and one woman. Or
according to their amma, assuming they are kasher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, or the one man and three women in the field. Yeah. It's three men or one woman. What's the how many one man, how many women?
I don't know.
Okay. Then I have a question. Just a.
It would make sense to say four, but I'm not sure. I don't see it written anywhere. I don't know.
Okay. So then, the practical thing that once came up, and I didn't ask. Like this was with my rabbi and his wife. I didn't ask any questions because I'm just going to do what they do.
It's a good thing to do. Yeah.
I'm just still wondering the halakhic basis behind what happened. So I forget, it was like I was helping carry something in the shul. The rabbi was still in the shul, and then the wife said, "Okay, I'll like drive you back to our house, the rabbi's house." So the two of us got in the car. I think it's run out because they live within, you know, it's a 5-minute walk. You can imagine a car ride is, you know, a minute and 30 seconds or something. So the two of us got in the car together. Because I didn't ask any questions. Like, what am I going to say? So
right.
We got in the car together. We drove to his house, and we got out of the house, and that was that.
It's a car. It's public.
In a car, we say you're going through public area. That's not yichud. Everyone sees. You're not going in the car in the middle of the forest. You're going in the car in the middle of the city.
Yeah, I guess also, I guess what I'm wondering is at least if, you know, in general, like it's like I say, you're walking through like a park and you see a car and you see two people are doing their thing. I mean, like, you know, if two people saw us doing anything, they'd think, okay, those are two people doing their thing in a car.
That's true, but we assume that a person wouldn't. The assumption is that a person won't do it where he could get caught. You're right. That's why we say this only works with a kasher, with a parutz. Right. You're right. If the Gemara says that there was once a funeral where 10 men were carrying this poor woman who had died, and they were taking her out of the city, and everyone was crying, and all 10 men were taking the woman out to do improper things with her. This was a plot. they were planning, she was planning, they made believe it was a funeral, and this was their way of getting out of the city with her and doing what they wanted with her. She was in on it, they were in on it. The Gemara says, when you're dealing with putzim, so then everything goes, so then nothing works. You could have 10 men, and they could be making believe it's a levaya, and it's wrong. And that's why I say there, it doesn't help how many people you have. Putzim or putzim. But if we're talking about an Adam Kasher, so then we assume an Adam Kasher, a righteous person, we assume is normal and he has hormones and his Yetzer could get the better of him. So on an Adam Kasher, we say, if something improper might happen, it's only because his Yetzer got the better of him. He's normal, he's human, he does have Yetzer Hara. That's how God created us. So there we say, it's enough, that extra precaution, we say, once he's in a situation where others could see, that will be enough to help him contain himself from doing what's wrong. Because, again, we're dealing with an Adam Kasher. We assume that this Adam Kasher wouldn't do things ordinarily, but he's human. And being human, he's going to have the human tendencies.
Huh? What if at this date I haven't yet finished my conversion?
Right, so it's still a public area. It's not Yichud. We're saying you're in a place where everyone sees. So you're not alone. Yeah. On this point or something else?
No.